This is Buff Whitman Bradley for the Marin County Water Coalition. We're going to be talking today to James Fryer, author of a recently released report from Food and Water Watch, which concludes that Marin County does not need a desalination plant to meet its water needs for the foreseeable future, directly contradicting the staff of the Marin Municipal Water District, which has proposed building such a plant. James Fryer is speaking with us on the phone from his office in Mill Valley. James, thanks for giving us some of your time today. Now, before we discuss the report, Sustaining Our Water Future, tell us something about your background in water management and conservation.
Yes, I've been interested in water issues since I was a kid growing up, but as an adult, as a professional, I studied oceanography at Humboldt State University and got very interested in San Francisco Bay Delta and California water issues. I also served 10 years working at the Marin Municipal Water District, developing and implementing their water conservation programs. And since that time, I've been involved in issues in the Florida Everglades, coral reef issues in the Keys, Florida Keys in the Caribbean, and statewide water issues in Florida. I helped to develop statewide water conservation plans in Florida as well. So I have several decades of interest in developing and implementing water conservation and water management programs.
Well, it sounds like you were the right person for the job, for writing the report that Food and Water Watch requested. Now let's go to that report, Sustaining Our Water Future. Your main finding is that Marin County does not need a desalination plant to assure that we have sufficient water for the foreseeable future. Talk about how you arrived at that conclusion. What kind of data you looked at, how you analyzed it?
Yes. Well, I looked at a very large volume of information. I looked at reports done by the Marin Municipal Water District for the last several decades, various water management analyses that they have conducted. I interviewed people and water agencies and water conservation programs all over the state of California, people who are known to be very aggressive at implementing water conservation programs and solving various kinds of water management problems. So I looked at that as well. Of course, I also relied on a long background of professional experience working in various places, and interviewed many people in the community here as well who have been engaged in water issues in the Marin County and Northern California area. So I really incorporated a very broad-based look at various things. I also went up and researched past drought events in Marin County. I was here for the drought event of the late 80s, early 90s. In fact, I was in charge of the drought program at the Marin Municipal Water District starting in 1990 when I joined the water district. But I went back and researched the drought of the 76-77 period, and so I really incorporated a very broad range of information in developing these recommendations.
And when you analyzed all that material, what kind of picture emerged of the water needs for our county?
Looking at local water supply reliability, the question is, how much water do we need to get through very serious drought events and even mild drought events? Generally in Marin, in wet years, we have plenty of water. There's really not a shortage when we have these a series of high rainfall years. But when we have drought years, that's the very critical time. And the issue is, how do we get through those drought years? How much supply do we need? And what kind of risk can we tolerate going into those drought years? There's been three serious drought events on record in the local water district since the 1870s. We're now potentially entering a fourth period, but for the local water district, it really hasn't been too bad. It's been worse in other parts of California. So these so far have been fairly infrequent events. There is definitely some question about moving forward in the future. Will climate change cause more frequent drought events? Interestingly, we are in a region here where most of the climatologists think that things are actually going to get slightly wetter for us in general. We may have some more extreme events, meaning more extreme precipitation and perhaps drier droughts as well. But in general, it's expected here in this part of California to get slightly wetter for us going into the future, and having more extreme events. So flooding actually may become a bigger problem than droughts for us here, as well as many parts of California. In looking at how we get through these drought events, I looked at a package of programs that can save water in our reservoirs in normal and wet years to get us through those dry periods when we have inevitable droughts. Of course, no one wants a future drought, but we are always faced with the question, how much do we want to invest ahead of time just to get through these occasional dry years? And while many of us believe climate change is very real, there's a great deal of uncertainty on exactly what it means going forward and how quickly that will all happen. But it looks like from the projections at this point, the impacts won't be nearly as bad for the Marin County area as there will be for many other parts of the Pacific Northwest, other parts getting both drier or wetter, so flooding and drought problems may be much worse in some of these other areas.
Now, as I understand it, actually it was from a presentation you gave at the Mill Valley Community Center, the way that the MMWD staff calculates water need has to do with maximum usage years, is that right?
That's correct. When they have been doing presentations to the public, they are estimating our current demand to be 31,700 acre feet. The only way you can get a number like that is looking at the highest years of demand, a handful of the highest years of demand on record for the water district. But if you actually average the last 15 or so years, the years since the early 90s when rationing was actually called for here in the water district, if you average those 15 years, you come up with 29,900 acre feet. And if you average just the last 4 years, years when people have been thinking about drought because there's been a lot of press, but there hasn't been a call for rationing or any kind of cutback called for here, just a call for people to be more careful with their water use. The average water annual water demand for the last 4 years has been 29,700 acre feet. And I think that's a better reflection of careful water use. When we have a series of very wet years, which occurred here in the early part of this decade, people do become careless with their water use. It's not the top priority. There's many other things that people are thinking about and dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and they become fairly careless with water use. And so I think to take those years of very careless and inefficient use and assume that's your demand that you need to meet during drought times, I think is really not an accurate reflection of what the true demand is. And I believe that's much closer to the 29,700 acre feet per year figure that's in the report that I've just released.
That seems to be a substantial difference.
Yes, that's about a 2,000 acre foot per year difference.
And an acre foot is?
An acre foot is the amount of water that will cover 1 acre of ground 1 foot deep. In Marin County, that's about enough water for about 4 average families per year.
How many gallons are we talking about?
That's about 326,000 gallons.
1 acre foot?
Yes.
So it is a substantial difference between your understanding of the data and MMWD's understanding of the data. I think you also pointed out at that same meeting in Mill Valley that during those times of drought when usage went way down, it didn't cause what you called the browning of Marin. People were able to make sensible conservation choices without ruining the landscape.
Yes, and it really depends on the type of landscaping we have. As we migrate away from very water-thirsty landscapes to more drought-tolerant landscapes, those will be much less impacted in mild drought events. When we had the drought event, which is considered the most severe drought of record in the current records in the local area here in 1976-77, that was a very deep drought, and people generally were not prepared for it with drought-tolerant types of landscaping. And a lot of landscaping was lost, especially turf grass, certain kinds of shrubs that require a great deal of water use. When we had the more recent drought event in the late 80s and the early 90s, there had already been some shift away from the most high water-using types of landscapes to more drought-tolerant landscapes. And it wasn't as severe of a drought event either. And I think people were much less impacted. There were certainly issues and impacts, and people had to make changes in their habits, and people began to adopt much more conservation-oriented fixtures in their houses and their behaviors. But I think it was easier for people to get through that drought if we continue to implement a broad range of conservation programs, it actually gets easier for people to conserve more water and use less water in future drought events. So the conservation programs actually provide benefits during future droughts, in that people can get by with less water with less difficulty. And if they have drought-tolerant landscapings, their landscapes need very little water, and they may not bloom during a severe drought event, but most of the landscaping would survive.
Talk about some of those other conservation practices besides using drought-tolerant plants.
Well, in the report, I've listed six basic recommendations for different types of programs. Two of them would actually provide new supply, basically, and that's improving the reservoir operation. And that's actually a proposal that the Marin Municipal Water District staff came up with, and it sounds like a very good thing to move forward with, and my understanding is they're moving forward with it as rapidly as they can. That's worth an additional 1,000 acre feet per year in savings. I think another thing they can look at doing is reducing the leakage of the distribution system. While the Water District has been working on that in the last couple of years, they did go through a period of a handful of years where they gave that very little attention. And the leakage rate has increased in the last decade or so. By reducing that leakage rate with the new staff and technologies they have on board, that's a savings of about another 1,200 acre feet. Now, these last two measures are basically the same as new supply. There are other things that they can be doing, however, to save water. Toilets and urinals, the most modern efficient fixtures that are now available on the market, provide dramatic savings from the old water wasting fixtures. And by increasing the existing programs and increasing that retrofit rate and trying to reach a saturation rate of about 90% over the next 15 to 20 years, that would be worth an additional 1,000 acre feet of savings and maybe quite a bit more. So there's a lot of water that can basically be harvested from just toilet and urinal retrofits. And once you change those out, people really don't have to change their behavior at all. Another great program are the modern efficient clothes washers that have come out on the market since about the mid-1990s. And the Water District is offering incentive programs for those, but if they increase that incentive program and increase the marketing and increase that retrofit rate to achieve about a 75% retrofit rate over the next 15 years, that would be worth about another 500 acre feet per year in savings. The district is doing water recycling. It's a little bit problematic in Marin, due to the nature of the service area, and that there don't tend to be big recycled water users that are located close to the water treatment plants. And the cost of providing a dual piping system out to the sites that are available is fairly expensive, but there is some additional opportunity to increase the water recycling for about at least another 250 acre feet per year. And we talked about the landscape savings that are possible from a comprehensive program. And if the district, I think, is really aggressive with that and really helping to transform the community into a much more drought-tolerant landscaping. And when we talk about doing this, I really want to emphasize this is not the browning of Marin. This does not mean that we will not have landscaping or that we'll just have dirt patches or rock gardens. That would be an entirely inaccurate description of what we're talking about here. What we're really talking about is planting locally appropriate plants that thrive in the kind of Mediterranean climate that we have here and that need minimal, in some cases, no irrigation water whatsoever to keep them healthy and blooming. If you look at the Mount Tamalpais watershed, for example, it's a beautiful watershed covered with mostly native vegetation, and there's no irrigation whatsoever on the watershed. My point is that as we adopt a lot of these locally appropriate plants in our urban ornamental landscapings, we can have really beautiful landscapings that require very little irrigation water. I'm recommending that we have a goal of about a 40% reduction in just that landscape water use. Now, about one-third of the local water supply goes to irrigating landscapes, and I'm recommending we reduce that by about 40%, and that would be a savings of about 4,000 acre feet. Now, that would still allow 6,000 acre-feet per year of landscape irrigation water, so we would still have a lot of water to work with. But if we really adopt drought-tolerant plants that need, you know, 75% less water than high-water-use plants, we probably wouldn't even need that 6,000 acre-feet per year. That should be a fairly easy target to achieve. Now, if we were to do all six of these measures, we're talking about annual savings of about 7,950 acre-feet per year, which far exceeds the amount of savings we actually need to increase the water supply reliability beyond what the district's goal is. So I think, and these are measures that are much less costly than looking at a desalination facility, and they have beneficial environmental impacts rather than negative environmental impacts.
Well, it's great to think about these conservation practices as a whole community endeavor as well. We can all join together and take part in conserving water. We don't need to surrender control of our water future to bureaucrats and technicians.
Well, that's right. And I think a lot of people now have become very aware of the potential environmental problems we're facing, and people want to take action, and they want to know what they personally can do. And these are great examples of what they can do to really make a difference.
Now let's talk for a minute about the proposed desalination plant. The MMWD board, not Marin County voters, by the way, is likely to be voting on going forward with the project sometime this summer. Some critics of the proposed plant say that, number one, it's enormously costly, and number two, that it will dramatically increase the county's carbon footprint at a time when we should be working to do just the opposite. There are also people who say that there may be some serious health hazards associated with the plant. Can you talk about any of these issues?
Well, let me first emphasize that the report that I have recently released really is looking at alternatives to desalination. It's not a real thorough analysis of the desalination facility itself. However, I did analyze a number of aspects of the desalination facility to have comparison points when we talk about the various kinds of conservation programs. And I did look at the energy consumption of a desalination facility, and I looked at the cost of it, and I did an analysis basically developing a marginal cost per acre foot. Now, marginal cost is what has become the accepted practice in the water management industry of comparing various alternatives to each other on a more apples-to-apples basis to try and understand what they cost over the life of them and for the amount of water that they are providing. So generally what we're looking for is a dollar figure per acre foot of water provided. So I did do an analysis on the desalination facility proposals. And exactly how much cost that would be depends on the size and the operational scheme of the facility. But the range is basically about $3,000 to $4,400 per acre foot for the desalinated water. Now, the water conservation programs generally cost less than $1,000 per acre foot, and many of them cost well below $1,000 per acre foot. So they are, you know, generally about a quarter to one-third the cost of the desalination facility. If we look at the energy consumption of the proposed desalination facility, and again, it really depends on how it's operated. The environmental impact report that the Marin Municipal Water District released indicates that a desalination facility would probably be operated at about 50% of capacity during normal or wet years and about 100% of capacity during dry or drought years. If we look at a 5 million gallon per day facility during wet years operated at about 50% of capacity, that would be an energy increase of about 38.6% per year. If we look at a 10 MGD facility operated at about 50% of capacity, that's about a 72% increase.
An increase from what?
From the district's the base water, base energy use. Their energy use in the average year is about 26 million kilowatt hours per year. So this is not including the customer energy use. This is just the Marin Municipal Water District's operational energy use, and it would be increasing that pretty dramatically. Now, if we throw in about 2 drought years for every 23 normal wet years and average those out, a 5 million gallon per day facility would be increasing the energy use about 43%. A 10 MGD facility would be about an 81% increase in annual energy use, and that would be a pretty dramatic increase in energy use for the water district.
It would indeed. Now, as I've said, I've heard some people express concern about the health hazards of the plant. There's the issue of placing the plant where there are more toxins in the bay than in other areas, and also the issue of failures of the membrane that filters the water. Have you come across any information about the health issues that you could share with us?
That has really been outside the scope of the project that I have done. I will say that by using San Francisco Bay water, it's not as clean of a water source as using open ocean water would be. And many desalination facilities try and site themselves on the ocean because ocean water can often be much cleaner than water that has a lot of discharges upstream. So it will require more pre-filtration for silt and other things in the water. It's a little bit more problematic, and that does add to the cost. But as far as the potential health impacts, that's definitely outside my area of expertise.
Now, we can learn more about all of this by going to the website of Food and Water Watch and reading your entire report, Sustaining Our Water Future. Is that right?
Yes, the report is available online at foodandwaterwatch.org, and that's all spelled out as one word.
Great, James. This has been an extremely informative conversation, and we're hoping that folks in the county will pay attention to your conclusions and will talk with their representatives on the Marin Municipal Water District Board and urge them to vote no on desalination.